So welcome to the next talk, and welcome to Peter Lebrun, who's trying to answer the question if the first AGI instance will be free or open source software.
Okay, thank you very much for the introduction, and welcome all to this talk, indeed. Maybe I'll wait a minute. Okay, so indeed, I will be talking about AGI, or general artificial intelligence, and I will be trying to look at the question whether we can expect this to be open source or free software. And I'm a professor from the VUB, there where I do research in artificial intelligence. So VUB is a sister university of ULB, where we are, so I'm very happy to be here. And before diving straight into AGI, let's first have a look at the advances that we saw over the last decade, because we did see some advances that were quite significant. First of all, I think 2015, we saw a big breakthrough made by Google DeepMind, where they developed an agent that could actually learn to play video games, Atari video games. That's an old video game system, but it's a video game system that I used to play when I was a kid. So this is generally considered to be quite a breakthrough, because an AI system was developed that could, on its own, play these games and play a wide range of these games. Next, they made another breakthrough, Google DeepMind. They came up with an agent that could actually play the game of Go. And the game of Go is a board game comparable to board games such as chess, but generally it's a harder board game. So it is a board game for which it was not expected that we could actually build an agent that could solve this this difficult game. But they did. They did achieve to make such an agent. And they actually beat Lise Dohl, who is here on the slide, who was the world champion in Go. This program, this AI agent, was actually able to beat this human player. Next, in 2017, they developed AlphaGo Zero, another Go agent, but here, instead of learning from data, which was the case in the former agents, they actually learned solely by playing against themselves. So the agent was just playing against another agent, and there was no data used from any human games. So this was also assumed to be quite a breakthrough, because, of course, if you can build systems that go out of distribution, that can learn more than data has to offer,